We're here today with Andreas Marks, the CEO of abtest.org. When we read product reviews and articles about antivirus and anti-spyware products in magazines, the magazines often rely on the services of outside testing organizations. abtest.org is one of the most respected in the industry. With me today is Andreas Marks, CEO of abtest.org. Welcome, Andreas.
Thank you for the introduction and welcome.
So, Andreas, can you tell us why testing is so important to the antivirus and anti-spyware industry?
Actually, you can perform tests for many different aspects. For example, you can perform tests in order to rank products to see how good is the detection score, how good is the disinfection, how good is the proactive defense of an antivirus system. And in addition to this, you can not only do this for magazines, but I'm sure that the antivirus companies are also very interested in reviews in order to see what is currently not so good in the program, and of course what is really good. And others can also see it as a comparison of the different features the tool is offering. So they can say, okay, this product is offering these good features. I would like to have this product is offering a different set of features which may be interesting for you. And based on reviews, you can decide what tool is the best suited for your own environment. This means everyone has different requirements, and based on testing, he can see, okay, this tool is most likely the best one for my environment.
So the users might also use the test to see what combinations of tools meet their needs, correct?
Correct.
So perhaps a product has good detection for a certain type of malicious software, but it has a so-so firewall. So you might take the one that has, or even no firewall, so you might take the one that has excellent detection and match it up with the firewall that does the best, right?
This is correct. So you can select which product is best suitable for your environment. And for example, you may already have an antivirus defense system at a corporate network, you may have something at a server, and if you're a local user, you may be interested in different requirements than the one a gateway antivirus software should have, or an antivirus for Linux should have, because you're working on Windows.
So what got you started in antivirus testing?
Actually, I have started almost about 10 years ago with antivirus testing. Before this, I've developed my own antivirus protection tools, some kind of virus scanner, some kind of network protection mechanisms. But at this time, it was very basic because there was no internet, or not internet as we know it today. This means I've started to work at all the different aspects a user may be interested in. But, for example, my own tool was way too complicated to use, so it was not so successful. And finally, I switched on doing other things like antivirus testing. So about 10 years ago, we said, okay, antivirus testing is a very interesting aspect, and we grew up very fast. At the moment, we are 10 people, and we are testing all kinds of security products like antivirus protection, personal firewalls. We are testing aspects like the spyware detection and removal, and much more. So more or less everything which is related to security, testing of software, and also a bit of hardware.
So, Andreas, how do you choose which software you are going to test?
Actually, in most cases, this is up to the magazine who wants to review software. So we can make suggestions which software should be reviewed. For example, the antivirus products or security suites. However, finally, it's up to the computer magazines to make a decision which software should be reviewed, and this is based on many different aspects. For example, if you want to test a software very detailed, so on very different test criteria, in very different aspects, you need quite some time. And usually big reviews not only takes time, but they will focus on a small set of products we are going to check. In case of large reviews, this means when a lot of different tools should be compared against each other, we are trying to use test criteria. We can perform the test rather quickly. This rather quickly, I'm not speaking about hours or days. I'm usually speaking about weeks. However, tests should always keep in mind that they can get outdated very quickly. This means we should test as soon as we can, but of course with all of the caution, with all of the quality checks we are doing by default, and in order to give a reader a meaningful review, in order to present the product current features properly.
Without getting too technical, can you tell the listeners how you go about testing, say, antivirus software?
In case of antivirus software, or let's say general, we have a test strategy of first acquiring the products, getting the product updated, and save the state of a product with all of the updates we have. Usually we are performing this using a disk imager like Norton Ghost or Drive Image, and then we have we are doing this for all of the products we are going to test. This means all of the products are updated for the last time at the same day, and we store these ghost images, and then we start all of the tests using these ghost images. So we are checking the product against a large set of malware, of viruses, of spyware, or whatever the test criteria includes. And after this, we are compiling Excel sheets, for example, showing the exact test details. We are documenting everything, and we are also sending out missed samples, for example, viruses a tool cannot detect, to the different antivirus companies, so they can add it to their detection and improve their product at the same time. And usually it also takes 1 or 2 weeks until the review will come out. And in case of a printed magazine, it might even take a bit longer because the magazine needs to be printed first, then distributed, and finally the magazine is available at a shop where you can buy it.
So abtest.org does a bunch of different kinds of tests. Sometimes you test to see how long it takes antivirus companies to get updates for new viruses. Sometimes you test to see how well antivirus products detect unknown viruses, proactive detection. How do these things relate to the end goal of the software, which is to protect the users?
There are, of course, there's a large set of different test criteria, and some aspects are really important, other aspects are less important. If you want to measure the real-world capabilities of a product. So most users will think that the most important part of a product is the detection rate. This means if you ask a user, or you can also ask a magazine, what do you think, what's the most important part of an antivirus product, you will usually get, oh, the detection rate. However, actually, this is just one of many features you want to review. So, for example, a product may have a good detection rate, but virus updates are getting available only once a month or once a week. This means you won't be protected against new viruses and new worms for a couple of days until the next update gets available. So it's important that an update the product is updated on a regular basis, for example, at least daily or 2 times a day. In order to avoid false positives, a product should not be updated more than, let's say, 20 times a day or so. There are products where updates are released way too often, and often these updates are lacking quality. This means they may cause false positives simply because there's no time where the antivirus company can spend on testing the product and the definition updates properly. So there has to be a trade-off between releasing updates in a timely manner when they are required, and also after they have been tested against false positives, so that they won't cause trouble or trouble similar to ones of viruses. Because let's say if you find thousands of computer on your PC, thousands of viruses on your PC, you may think, oh, I'm infected, but actually this might only be a false positive. So it is very important that it's not only, or reviews cannot be only made based on detection scores, but false positive testing is important as well. I also measured the, I've also mentioned that the response time is a very interesting aspect, but another one is a proactive defense, and the detection of viruses and other malware without actually having a signature yet. This means the detection of unknown viruses, for example, using heuristics, sandboxing, advanced heuristics, or similar features.
So you said a product should not update more than 20 times a day. Are you familiar with any products that offer updates every hour that do not have a false positive problem?
Actually, based on our tests, and we have a very large set of false positives, I think that it's not possible for an antivirus company to offer qualified updates. This means well-tested updates where it's known that they will most likely not cause any false positives or any problems like this when updates are published more than 10 times a day, for example. Simply because testing a large set of files takes some time. You know, when you're starting your virus scanner, it may take some minutes or some hours to scan your PC. And the antivirus company usually has a large set of files in their archive which may have caused false positives in the past, or which can usually be found on a PC of a normal user. For example, they have a large set of files from Microsoft Windows, from Microsoft Office, from common tools like Acrobat Reader and stuff like this. And I'm speaking about sets of files which are often 10 or 20 terabytes big. 10 terabytes are 10,000 gigabytes. This means this is really a lot of files. In our tests, we are using sets of about 18 terabytes or 18,000 gigabytes of files. This is a lot more a user usually has on his systems. And we often find that products which where updates are released too frequently causes problems, while products where updates are not released so often are causing less likely problems because the quality assurance of a company is usually a lot better, simply because they have a lot more time in order to do the quality assurance.
So do you think a product that has a high rate of proactive detection then has an advantage because there are fewer times when there's a new virus that they have to rush a signature out for without getting to do the testing they like to do?
Yes, exactly. This is one of the issues. So it's important to have a trade-off between the response time in case of a new virus and false positive rates. This means pushing a new signature out may simply take a couple of hours in order to do all of the required false positive testing. So it would be even better if a proactive mechanism would be in place which would detect viruses without the need of updates, so the antivirus company can analyze the threat simply because it's already detected. And in one of the next regular updates, they are just adding a name of a virus, so that the user did not only know, okay, a virus was blocked. You don't need to be worried. We have already blocked the virus. We don't know a name yet, but we made name or we made have a name of a malware a few hours later. So actually, the user don't need to be concerned. He is protected, and this is a very good thing.
So you've been testing for, I think, a little over 10 years now. How has your testing changed over the years?
Actually, at the beginning of our tests, we were very focused on DOS viruses and detection rates. This means DOS viruses were out there. We had lots of DOS viruses which are actually infecting files. This means they're infecting files you have on your PC, like Winamp or Word or the Windows calculator. So actually files are infected. And yes, we had to deal with viruses. And the situation has changed dramatically simply because we had some new cool tools like the internet. This means by email, worms were able to spread not within hours, but within minutes. Formerly, so 10 years back, data was usually exchanged on floppy disks, maybe CDs. This means it took quite some time for a virus to travel from one PC to another one. This means something like a reaction time was very unimportant at this time, because the reaction time could be 1 week, oh, that's fine, or even 1 month would also be fine. However, I'm sure you can't imagine that you may need to wait for an antivirus fix for more than a couple of hours today. So the situation has changed a lot. At the same time, we saw that the motivations of a virus writers were changing a lot. So 10 years back, virus writers were interested in some headlines in the media. So something like, my virus has caused 10 million of damage, or something like this. So the virus writer was keen on getting some media attention and said, yes, my virus was the one who killed a couple of hundred PCs. But actually, this did not pay off. This means today, the malware writers are not interested in headlines anymore. They're more interested in making money. Making money by stealing personal data of users, for example. Making money by doing some phishing, stealing online banking access data, stealing your eBay account and stuff like this, because you can make a lot of money with it if you are stealing lots of data. And we are speaking about several million one can earn this way when he is doing his job properly. Of course, this is illegal, but this won't stop the people from doing it.
So ESET's Nod32 has consistently rated very highly in your testing. For example, a couple of your guys from avtest.org just presented at Black Hat on runtime packed files. And while ESET's Nod32 was not necessarily the highest rated detection, it was right up there, but at the same time it had among the lowest false positive rates. I believe the absolute lowest for any product with better than 80% detection. And in CT Magazine last year, you found that ESET's heuristics, even with 6-month-old product, was doing better than the heuristics of scanners with 3-month-old product. Why do you think ESET does so well in your testing?
I think for an advanced antivirus product, it is very important to not only focus on signature-based virus detection. This means many antivirus products are just based on a scanner which is looking for some signatures. This means a scanner checks all files. If if the scanner can find some signatures inside of a file which are matching a known virus signature. This is actually an old strategy of an antivirus product, and some products are very good here. However, one of the reasons why this approach is not working very well today anymore is based on the fact that malware writers are changing or optimizing their malware in a way that they cannot be detected without the need of signature updates anymore. This means malware writers are usually optimizing the malware in a way where it cannot be detected by several products. So they know, okay, some antivirus companies may need to release a couple of updates in order to detect my malware. This gives me some time. And, well, they are working with this approach, and they are, as we know, with all of the phishing stuff, they're quite successful here. So we need for antivirus products which are doing more than just having a signature database, regardless if a signature database is small or large. We need products which are doing much more checks than just looking for signatures. We need products which are, for example, have a behavior-based analyzer of a file. This means a scanner which is not only checking for signatures, but which are actually understanding the program flow, the workflow, and they can decide, okay, this might be a good product or a good program, and this might be malware because this application wants to send out a couple of PIN codes from my bank to a specific website. It wants to send out lots of emails to other people and stuff like this. So the antivirus program should be able to make conclusions based on their internal heuristics, internal sandboxing, and analyzes in order to say, hey, this must be a bad application because this is doing some very, very strange things. Or it must say, okay, this might most likely be a very good application because I have not found anything suspicious, anything which may be strange, anything which is not, which is simply something which cannot be found in a good product. So this is very important for a product, and as I told you, there are the malware writers are working on testing the detection of their malware. This means they are optimizing the malware so that they cannot be detected anymore. However, in some products, especially the ones which are signature-based, this is very easy. This means they can avoid the signature of a product by just tagging the malware. This means this is what we have also tested for the Virus Bulletin Conference. This means we've simply packed a lot of different worms by several thousands runtime packer and packing options in order to see how many of them are still detected by the different antivirus tools then. And, well, this has clearly identified which scanners are based heavily on signatures, so they would not find anything of a newly created files, and which are doing more than just scanning for signatures, which are analyzing the workflow, and which are still able to find most of the stuff we have created or we have modified in this way.
So you've talked about a variety of things that are important, heuristics, the ability to detect viruses without signatures. It is important that you have frequent updates, but not too frequently, because you need to keep the false positive rate down pretty low. So if a person's antivirus subscription is about to expire, or maybe they're just getting antivirus for the first time, what do you think they should look for when they're looking into a product to use?
So I think it depends on the fact, for example, what do you need? This means, is an antivirus product enough, or do you need a firewall as well? So you might look at a security suite. However, you should always keep in mind that the products on your PC may consume quite some resources, especially if you install too many applications on your PC, for example, for protecting you. This means you should look for a product which has first good detection rates, then also a good number of updates, not too much, not too few. You should also keep in mind that it should be easy to use. So if you have an antivirus product which is asking you 10 times a day if you want to do this or if you want to accept this, you will most likely not read any of these warning messages anymore after some time. So it is important that you can understand your antivirus program, and besides this, of course, we have features like it should not require too much disk space, it should not require too much of your internet bandwidth to collect or to download all of the newly released updates, and it should finally be very fast or fast enough for your PC. If you have an old PC, it is very important that you have a product which is really fast. If you have a rather new PC with a quadrillion something processor, you may not be interested in this feature too much, even if your antivirus product might be one or might be the application where you can save a lot of performance. So maybe if you replace your antivirus product, you will notice that your system is significantly faster now, even if you're still using the same, most likely old processor.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for your time this morning. I know that you're quite busy because all that testing takes a lot of time to perform. So I hope we get to talk to you again at some point in the future, and keep up the excellent testing you're doing.
Thank you, Randy.